And welcome back to the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. Let's close things out talking with our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. This week, I am joined by Sigourney Chiodas, J.D. Stout. J.D., congratulations. Thanks for joining me here today.
Yep, thanks. Love that. Love to be on.
Well, J.D., a great start to the season for the Cobras. 6-0 on the year, kept things rolling last week, 60-0 win against Van Buren. Another week and another week full of rushing yards. The team had another great ground game, and a lot of players got in on the action. So take me back to last Friday night. What was working?
Yeah, that's our main focus, is that run game, like you said. I mean, we got the big line that can do it all. I mean, our line is very good this year. They're all pretty much veterans, older type of guys that can go in there and do it. And then we have backs capable. I mean, it's pretty easy once you get all the blocks. I mean, untouched touchdowns, that's just perfect. I mean, anybody could do it.
Mm-hmm. One common theme every week when I talk to Coach Jensen, he keeps harping on the senior leadership this year has been terrific. It, from day one coming in, you wanted to be better than what we've had in years past. So you're one of those seniors. What type of leadership role have you taken on, and has the whole senior group taken on this year for the team?
Yeah, I mean, I take great pride in being one of our leaders. I mean, I was one of the chosen as one of the captains last year, and that was a big role. And then I've been playing since my sophomore year, so I've been around the game a lot, really, varsity anyway. So, yeah, we take great pride in that and just helping lead our guys to just give it your all, and you never know when your last play is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you are a two-year starter. You know, as you're saying, you've been playing for your sophomore year, but as the quarterback, two-year starter, if you had to pinpoint one part about your game you think has improved the most since last year to this year, what would that be?
I think my ability to check and be able to read a defensive front and see what they're throwing at us has improved. And just, like, learning more of the game and film and all that has just improved significantly this year.
Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, Sigourney Chiodas for many, many years has been known for the single wing offense. And this year, it's obviously working. What do you think about the single wing, and what do you like best about it being the quarterback of that single wing offense?
Oh, I mean, I love it. I mean, watch, it's hard to prepare for. That's what mm-hmm. we've been told. Other teams, they just don't really know what they're going to throw at you. And if you watch some linebackers and they start looking in the backfield, they have no clue where the ball is going. And I mean, it just feels good to be able to go out there and execute our offense the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. You know, if this team wants to reach its goals, you know, not only make the playoffs but have a deep postseason run, what do you think the keys are?
I think, yeah, the key is just to be able to stay focused every week and just focus on us more than the other team. I mean, we kind of could beat ourselves in that aspect, to where we just got to stay focused and give it all we got.
You know, Coach Jared Jensen, he's been the coach of the Cobras for quite a few years now. What do you like about him?
I like Jensen a lot. I mean, he's a quarterback, and he liked to throw the ball. Just being able to for him to come into an office, into a community that just likes to run the ball, I know that had to have been a changeup for him, but he's adapting, and he kind of lets me call some plays every once in a while, which I really like that.
Gotta love that. Well, JD, something cool with Sigourney Chiodas. You know, obviously, with you at Chiodas High School, and you're going up against Sigourney guys in some sports, and in other sports like football, your teammates. What's that like?
Oh, that's just awesome. And, I mean, not everybody gets that opportunity to play, like, during football season, we're best friends, and then once basketball season comes along, there's not a team we want to beat more, and I know it's the same feeling there, so it makes it very exciting.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know homecoming is right now. At Sigourney High School, I understand you guys still partake in it, outside of the game, of course. So what's your favorite part about homecoming?
Oh, I don't get too much into the festivities. I like to focus more on just the game itself, but the parade, we moved it to Thursday night, and I thought that was exciting because we always did it that Friday, but just when it gets dark and just going on the parade, it's just awesome.
Sure. A couple fun questions here for you, JD. What's the pregame music like in the locker room?
Oh, we got Brady Dua. He's always hooking us up. I mean, it's loud, some 80s retro throwback there.
All right. Changing up. I like that. What's the pregame meal for you? What's the go-to pregame meal, and how are you able to rush all over defenses?
Oh, yeah. We always go, and you get a Subway. You got to get that 6-inch cold cut combo. That's what you got to get.
Cold cut combo. All right. Very good. You have an NFL team?
Yep. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't really like saying that too much this year.
Yeah, looking for a quarterback right now, right? With a couple injuries.
Definitely.
What's your college team?
I like Iowa.
All right, are we going to get it done tomorrow against Penn State?
Oh, that's the plan. I'm actually going to the game. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, it might be a little cold. Can it come to the lights? Give me your prediction score.
Oh, I think it's going to be 24-14 in favor of the Hawks.
Hey, I like that. Give me your best go Hawks.
Go Hawks, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let's close things out here, JD. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Yeah, I mean, just some stretching. And I actually like to go and throw it around with our other quarterback who gets a lot of experience in the game too, Cade Molnix. We just go and just kind of take your mind off stuff, just get focused on the game, just throw the ball around, get warmed up.
Good stuff. Well, JD, thanks for your time here today. Been fun talking to you, and best of luck tonight moving forward.
Thank you.
That's JD Stout of Kyoto High School. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to JD and the Cobras on a great start to the season. Let's step aside. We'll close things out on the KCII Football Friday Preview Show right after this.